Hey guys, we're going to take a quick look at a piece of merchandise we've been sent by Disneyland Paris. We got sent this actually last year, and at the time they were just doing it as a little bit of a friendly thing for some of the fans of Disneyland Paris that were involved in the online community. However, they have decided to sell this, so given that they are now going to sell this Pirates of the Caribbean book in Disneyland Paris for 20 euros, I believe we should certainly go through it. There's going to be a whole series of these, and I believe the next one's going to be the Phantom Manor. So, since there is going to be a series of these, and since this book is kind of cool, I thought we'd cover it tonight. So, I'm going to go through, and as you can see, it is a pretty cool, stylized little book to begin with. And it's based on the 50th anniversary of the Pirates of the Caribbean attraction. Now, obviously, it's not the 50th anniversary of the Pirates of the Caribbean attraction at Disneyland Paris, but rather the 50th anniversary of the Pirates of the Caribbean attraction from Disneyland in California. However, of course, Disneyland Paris has an upgraded attraction based on that ride. So, we're going to take a look at it. So, first of all, you can see it's got a sort of faux leather cover with gold leaf. I say gold leaf, I'm not entirely sure if it's gold leaf, however, it's gold looking print on the front. So, we're going to take a look inside the book. So, I've tried to make the video as good as I possibly can, and it opens up, and the first thing that you'll notice about it is it's a very, very thick, non-flimsy material of paper. So it's a very thick paper that's been built from. It's very, very good quality material, and obviously the book I've got here is not the same as the final production version, so I imagine there's probably going to be some stamps and things in the middle of it where, you know, they'll have to obviously commercialize it for selling. However, the colors in it are very sedated and are designed obviously to give it that sort of old authentic feeling. You can see sort of in the print that some of the print has that sort of faded original sort of look to it. It is 96 pages long, and in being 96 pages long has some fantastic graphics, and it is in English and French. So while I'm not going to go through absolutely every page of this book because it would make for a very long and boring video, you are getting text, you are getting pictures, and I'm very sorry, I put my hand over it, and they do kind of pop out the page. You can see there, they're fantastic, and I'm filming this in 4K really so you can get a visual for what I'm seeing in front of me and hopefully get an understanding of what the book actually looks like. So, as I said, pulled together by the team at Disneyland Paris, and pulled together by the Insideers team actually, and the Insideers team are the ones that kind of run and look after and kind of babysit the wider Disneyland Paris fan community that's online. I say that in a jest, and we don't need much babysitting. No, some of us don't. what I would say is it does say ahoy there, ahoy you there. Are you ready to set sail for the adventure and uncover the mysteries of Pirates of the Caribbean? You docked at the right port. Keep your eyes open, landlubber, and come closer. This book will take you on a journey through time and space, and gadzooks, it will be a choppy voyage. Heave-ho! Every stop along the way will be filled with discoveries, unimaginable treasures that would even have the scoundrel Captain Jack shaking in his boots. Keep these secrets to yourself, because don't forget, dead men tell no tales. It's a fantastic introduction to a book. It is a fantastic introduction to a book. And it goes on to talk about, obviously, the original and the concept art from the original Disneyland resort in Anaheim, California. And it, of course, has some pictures of Walt and his models and kind of how it was developed and how the audio animatronics play a part in the storytelling of the original Disneyland. It does not focus solely on Disneyland Paris. It's not a simple, this book hasn't been flung together with some photos and kind of cracked out, and it is definitely worth the 20 euros you're going to pay for it. It's 19.99, but I'm going to refer to it as 20 euros because it's easier. It's got plenty of shots from the original. It's got plenty of shots telling us kind of about how it was built and how the attraction came together, the history, the Imagineers that worked on it, the inspirations behind it, some of the ideas behind it, and why the attraction is loved by so many. It also talks about why it's in, you know, the majority of the Disney parks and why it's important. You can kind of see here, and I'm hoping it's coming through properly in the camera, the sort of colour density and the sort of colours you're getting in the book are fantastic. I mean, this has been produced and published in the most amazing way. It is a fantastic addition to any sort of collector's set of Disneyland Paris books. And you can kind of see from the pictures that we can see the models of Disneyland Paris and how it was built, and that certainly is probably my favourite bit of the whole book. That while obviously it's captivating, it has fantastic stories, and to be honest, it's helped me learn a little bit of French. It has got some fantastic, fantastic imagery and has some fantastic ideas behind why the attraction exists in Disneyland Paris. And the best bit of it is it leaves nothing out. It genuinely, you can see here, it covers the restaurant, it covers absolutely everything from mock-up to the models to why we've got the attraction, how the attraction opened, to how many people worked on the attraction while it was getting refurbished for the 25th anniversary. It's got photos of the original riders, the overall highlight images. Walt, you've also got pictures, oh god, you have pictures at absolutely every Imagineer that you can imagine that worked on Pirates of the Caribbean, all the sort of famous ones, and that's where I've you do not get an SD card with it, but I've used an SD card as a bookmark, because I've got to admit, I don't actually own a bookmark. That's something I may have to buy at Disneyland Paris, a bookmark. I wonder if they sell bookmarks, that's an interesting question, and if you know, please leave a note in the comments below if you've got any cool Disney bookmarks. So we're coming upon my favourite page, and it's getting a little bit harder to turn and do this at the same time. My favourite page, and I'll bring it in a little bit closer to it, is the kind of the model as you go through the attraction in Disneyland Paris with the various levels and the sort of diagram of how you will experience the attraction. I think that's a wonderful thing, because you can look at it on Google Maps and obviously it's a very simple overview and you have no idea what you're going to see. So I find that the model of showing you kind of what's happening in the attraction is a fantastic addition to the book, and I kind of love that. That's my favourite page in the whole book. There is one other memorable page I'll give. I'm obviously not going to go through the whole book, but I want to give you one other page that I find here. They tell us about the dueling, the duelers, as they're called, the two dueling pirates. The duelers here between 1992 and 1997, which is kind of interesting because the dueling pirates actually still exist in Disneyland Paris, are sometimes on display and other times have a sort of bamboo front to them. They are comically known throughout the fan community. I imagine the animatronics on them are very, very difficult to maintain because they often are the one that quickly gets pulled from the show. And that's not to say, I mean, it is a 20-year-old attraction, it is very, 25-year-old attraction actually, it is very difficult to keep up. And what they say is these are an absolute Disneyland Paris exclusive and are not in any other Disney park around the world. I imagine we'll probably get a couple of chuckles out of that, and I can't be the only person that's noticed that in the book. However, the attraction is firmly a fan favourite and is one of the attractions that absolutely everybody can ride. It's a family attraction and is absolutely a staple of Disneyland Paris. It is fantastic to see the attraction brought to life for its 50th anniversary in this book, and it's fantastic that they took the feedback off everybody who they sent it out. This was a labour of love that was basically sent out as a fancy way of celebrating the attraction during the 25th anniversary and certainly the 50th anniversary of the Disneyland Paris attraction, the 50th anniversary of the attraction Pirates of the Caribbean during Disneyland Paris's 25th anniversary. And what we can easily see from it is it paid absolute wonders to attraction. It does celebrate it in all the right ways, and to be honest, the collaboration and the finished product that you are seeing with this is certainly worth the 20 euros. You can chuck it on your coffee stand, you can put it on your sideboard, you can put it in your living room, and I guarantee anybody who's been to Disneyland Paris, or anybody who needs to get a flavour of the effort and the work that goes into building an attraction at Disneyland Paris need to read this book or have a quick glance through it. It doesn't take long to actually read it. It really doesn't, but some of the images and some of the stories are quite captivating. Amazing work from the team, and I'm so happy they're doing a longer series on them, because I am personally going to have to buy every single one in the series, because these are some of the best books that Disneyland Paris have put out, and that includes the ones that they have from the resort's 20th and 25th anniversaries. This is one of the best books I've read from any Disney park, and I've bought